This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We heard a siren blowing. Look like it stopped a while, then it blew it again. Boo! I got you.
Who's back in rehab?
Here's a list of acceptable foods you can put on Instagram. None of them. No foods. Unless your name is Oprah Winfrey and you pluck the vegetables from the ground yourself. I don't want to see your plate on my timeline.
And who's hitting who?
And a happy 4th of July to everybody. And I hope everybody has a safe 4th of July and get drunk.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
People didn't like your music there, Jimmy. On the Twitter.
Again, not my music.
Just what you listen to.
Don't portray it. Sorry. I know it's not what I listened to. I remembered that song as we were talking about that negative spider.
For the record today, Dunaway has brought up once bitten, twice shy, and I don't like spiders and snakes.
Did you get bitten last night?
It was a rough dream last night.
Yeah, I guess.
One of those songs is really good.
I agree. Trash brought to you by TJC Mortgage. Mortgage Right, Birmingham's largest, most referred, and most reviewed homegrown mortgage lender. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. Call their local office today, 815-9200. That's 815-9200. Or visit them online at mortgagerightradio.com, NMLS 2239. Have you seen this Billy Corgan story, Rockstar? Are you a fan?
Back and forth. He's got a bit of an ego.
Really?
Yeah,
big-time musician?
Mm-hmm.
Smashing Pumpkins star was playing a concert back in 1992, and somehow his guitar was stolen off the stage at the end of the concert. Apparently, his was go-to guitar. Now, a guy like Billy Corgan would have probably four or five guitars for a show, right?
A lot, yes. But in 92, he wasn't very popular as popular as he is now.
So this was stolen off the stage. 27 years later, he's got the guitar back. It was found in the possession of Beth James in Flushing, Michigan. She had bought it at a Detroit yard sale because it looked cool. But here's the thing. She or her daughters don't actually play the guitar, so she was just going to sell it. A friend sees it, somehow recognizes it as Billy Corgan's guitar, reaches out to him on Facebook. It takes a while, but somebody finally gets back to him and says it's his. So he's reunited with his guitar of 27 years.
So like a lost championship ring, it came back to him.
Yeah. Well, that's just crazy, though, that it could be going that long and you could find a way to get it back. The internet's an amazing thing, though. The Ontario Provincial Police will not be having any charges after two elderly women were involved in a physical altercation. Over what, do you think, Dunaway? Two old ladies.
Spiders and snakes.
Spiders and snakes.
I'm going to say another guy.
Ooh, that's good. They were 79 and 86. Does that change your answer?
No, I think there's a lot of... A lot of romance going on in nursing homes across America.
One used the Snapchat filter and the other didn't.
You do not look like a deer. They fight over a chair, Dunaway, Tuesday afternoon. Chair.
Musical chairs. Yeah, was it just a halftime bit?
Officers were called
to the SEC Stadium.
To investigate an assault at a long-term care facility at 150. You had it right. It is a long-term care facility. Officers learned there had been a physical dispute between 79-year-old and 86-year-old over a certain seat they both wanted to sit in during bingo. I'm going to bet the seat was next to the best-looking guy in the long-term care facility.
I'm sure it was the hot seat.
Yeah.
This person won sitting here last week.
Oh, yeah.
The hot seat. Like the hot machine, hot slot machine.
Right. The dispute led to a loud argument, which prompted some of the other residents to come to the room and become involved in the brawl. I mean, cannot imagine this in a long-term care facility, an all-out brawl. There were no reported serious injuries, thank God.
That's like a real-life brawl, but in slow motion, right?
Yeah, but a slow punch is a slow dock from the punch, too. Well, I bet that bingo gets out of hand, though.
I think it's quite competitive.
It must be. Tell me if you'd want this guy as your attorney. Oklahoma courthouse was forced to evacuate after a nonchalant lawyer arrived to courtroom with an, quote, abundance of bed bugs falling out of his clothing.
Falling out of his clothing?
This seems awful. Rogers County Courthouse was evacuated, eventually closed Monday after a lawyer brought the blood-sucking insects to a third-floor courtroom. Rogers County Sheriff Scott Walton told KJHR News, the man had bugs literally crawling all over him. It just makes me cringe when I read it.
They said he was so nonchalant about it. Like,
what's your problem?
That's weird.
Can you imagine?
You're going to cancel the case. Okay.
That's the guy that shows up to defend you?
Yeah. But you would admit that the bed bugs being blood-sucking animals would be attracted to other blood-sucking things.
Boom!
Like a lawyer,
look
right?
at Dunaway dropping the hammer on attorneys.
I'm kidding. It's an old joke.
A courthouse user noticed them and said she could visibly see something crawling on his neck, which was later found to be bed bugs.
Like, I didn't think you could see bed
bugs. I didn't
bugs.
Think so either.
Yeah. These must have been well-fed.
He had also placed his jacket over some file folders, and when his jacket was moved, the bed bugs were discovered there, too.
And he was lightheaded.
Awful. Awful. Bad news for those of you coming up on Valentine's Day. 2019's best and worst dates for singles. WalletHub.com compared all 50 states across 28 key indicators of dating friendliness. The data shows ranges from shares of single adults to movie costs to nightlife options per capita. So this looks at 28 indicators of dating friendliness and rates the best states in which it is to be a single.
I'm gonna say Texas is a top fiver.
Texas is number three, Jim.
Yeah, there you
Much
go.
Like in recruiting.
I'll give you a Skittle. I don't have any right here, but I'll give you a Skittle if you tell me what number 50 is. If you can guess.
Like I don't have it on the list.
Like,
so.
The worst one?
The
worst place
one?
To be a single?
Yes. State.
I'm going to say it used to be Alaska.
I'll say Delaware. I think Alaska's okay because a lot of people are looking for companionship because they're stuck inside all the time. I'm going to say Delaware.
But if you're single up there, there's not a lot of people and a lot of
not
hits.
A lot of people in Wyoming.
Say.
Yeah. What's number 50?
West Virginia.
Oh, Mountain Mama. Florida's number one, in case you're wondering. California, 2. Texas, 3. Dunaway, New York is 4. Pennsylvania, 5. Illinois, 6. Ohio, 7. Whiskey is 8. Massachusetts, 9. And Michigan, 10. Alabama, 43rd.
43rd. A lot of people are just tuning in, Brown, thinking, God, what poll came out today? Brown's reading a ranking. By the way,
when I said New York, number 4, they knew it wasn't any sports in college.
Bueller says, I am a nurse, and yes, you can definitely see bed bugs. Trust me on that one.
That's just awful. Ugh. Crawling all over you so much that you could see them from a distance. Finally, here on Trash on the Table, Sweethearts, the colorful heart-shaped candies with sugary messages like Kiss Me and My Love, will be scarce this year. If you're lucky enough to find them, they'll be from last year's batch. So they're probably going to be a touch stale, but I don't know how you'll know because they taste stale anyway.
These antacids are stale.
It's kind of a historic moment. These candies have been a mainstay for Valentine's Day since, well, what do you think the first year we had Sweetheart hearts with a message on them?
What year did the Depression start?
1927. Is
okay,
that right?
I'm going to say
stock market crash of 29.
I'm going to say 1928. Depression had hit pretty hard for a year. There was no flavor left in the world.
No flavor.
So they created those things.
1866 is how long these have been
on
the show.
I guarantee they have not changed the recipe one
bit. Nope. They're in so twine with a special day. They're ranked as the number one candy for Valentine's Day in both 2017 and 2018, according to candystore.com, which is where I go to get all my candy information.
The only change was, Rockstar, that at some point they had to take red color number 9 out.
They may not be going away forever. The reason they're not around this year, the demise of America's beloved New England candy confectionery company, also known as NECCO, N-E-C-C-O. I did not know that's what that stood for. You ever had a NECCO wafer?
Yeah, that's an antacid.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Pretty much that is.
Yeah, I've never understood why people like that. They also make candies such as Mary Jane's, Mint Julep Chews, and Sky Bars. Sounds like they need to come to this century, and they might do a little better business. Those are old-sounding candies.
The uncle goes back to the nursing home brawl. He says, you got to be careful with those nursing home gangs, the Canes and the Walkers.
Wow.
They meet in the street. Snapping their fingers.
Added the Canes and the Walkers.
Oh, okay. That's Trash on the Table, presented by Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. Mortgage Right is Birmingham's largest, most referred, and most reviewed homegrown mortgage lender. Call them at their local office today, 815-9200, or visit them online, MortgageRightRadio.com, NMLS 2239.
Follow Lance Taylor on Twitter, @TheLanceTaylor.